I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you. How do we push through the embarrassment and the resistance? Because there is going to be embarrassment and probably resistance, right? The kids are going to say, oh, Mom, oh, Dad, I don't want to talk about that. But maybe they really do.
Yeah. No, absolutely. It's like they would love to be able to have these conversations. And sure, the first thing in their mind is probably not like, I want to know what Dad thinks about sex. I mean, it's not there. Those of us who have, as moms and dads, had the subject, we know that sometimes our kids are like cringing and going, ooh, okay, details, because they don't want to necessarily think about us in the context of sex. But what we really need to do, and the thing I talk about in the book, is what I call creating a comfortable climate of continual conversations. And that's where we prove to them over and over again that first of all, we're a safe person to talk to. And safe, by the way, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying, that the cool mom and dad who has no rules and lets our kids do nothing, that's not what I'm talking about at all. That we're a safe source, that when they come to us, and if they're asking, hey, I have a question about this, what are you talking about? You better not be talking about that boy, Chris. I knew I shouldn't let you hang out with him. Then they're thinking, whoa, well, forget it. I'm not going to talk to Mom about that if she reacts like that. So the key to creating this comfortable climate is what we talked about, which is not freaking out. But there's other things we can do too. And one is, for example, not making sex naughty. Somehow in the church, we, for some reason, sometimes think it's taboo to talk about this subject, a subject that the Bible is not afraid to talk about in explicit detail. The Bible is very open about this, and parents know this. If they've ever gone through the book of Genesis, families will say, oh, family devotions, let's go through Genesis. There's a lot of blushing moments in Genesis. If you're taking your 7-year-old and your 10-year-old, you start talking about a certain subject and and then Tamar went, and then Lot and his daughter, let's skip through, there's a lot of things that parents might want to actually edit out of the Bible there if they're not going to have these conversations. But the Bible's having these conversations. The Bible's giving us this information, and this is great stuff for us to talk with our kids about and let them know that, one, hey, sex isn't this naughty thing. I mean, the Bible, if we open up our Bibles to Genesis, it starts with a naked guy in a garden, and God looks down at him and says, hey, it's not good for you to be alone. I got an idea. Poof, naked woman. And Adam was like, all right, cool. I mean, that's how the Bible starts. We as the church, we as moms and dads need to start having these conversations and letting them know sex isn't some naughty thing, because young people have this desire and they're going, what is this? I feel this, but I better not talk about it because it's the naughty thing. And if we let them know, no, this isn't a naughty thing. This is God's plan. Let me tell you what God's plan looks like when you find that one person who you join with for life and enjoy the sexual relationship, how amazing it could be. But also look at the consequences that happen if we're engaging this kind of activity with everyone we meet. And we need to have these conversations.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.